Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 18. Our drop date is Thursday, April 30th, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again today by the lovely and talented
Cutter Peep. And guess who we have? Whoop,
whoop, whoop. We have Mark Winters joining us today. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Y'all have an amazing show, and I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I tell you what, we're honored to have you. Folks, this guy has titles and uniqueness and positivity like I think no one we've had on the program before. Mark, an aerospace engineer?
Yes, sir.
So when people say that music isn't rocket science, you can say, oh, yes, it is.
What? Yeah. You say, I love math, science, applied physics, computational fluid dynamics would be my specialty. So,
and you really do introduce that into your music.
Yeah. You know, my brain has always just wondered how the world works. I'm very curious. Math and science sort of become, they're sort of natural for me to, you know, apply to understand the world. And so, yeah, it's how I see the world, halfway between my science brain and my poet brain. And it comes out in my music for sure.
Well, how did the music begin? When did you start playing and applying all of these other interests into the music?
Yeah, you know, for me, music has been like, I don't know, it's the soundtrack or the potentiator of my journeys in life. You know, when I'm running or rollerblading or surfing or playing tennis, studying, doesn't matter. There's always been some kind of music cooking to help, you know, enhance the mood. Really never did anything to actually make music. I never sang in choir. I never played an instrument. Always too busy doing other things. Around about 2011 or so, I really thought, you know, it would be really interesting to do something musical, right? I had never done anything, and music is just so cool. I just thought, let me just try this thing. And so that sort of idea, it found its way on my New Year's resolution list, which then it's going to get done.
All right.
And around about May of that year, I decided, you know, I'm gonna play a song for my wife for our anniversary. That's what I'm gonna do, right? Which was in July, and I thought, hey, 2 months, man, that's plenty of time to do do the thing, right? Oh yeah. It was good that I put put myself out there. I sang to her in our favorite Italian restaurant. It was it was phenomenal, and I tell you, the level of emotional connection was just like, I don't know, 10 times anything I'd ever experienced in my life. It was just phenomenal. And I have this enormous, vivid memory of that feeling that's just a part of my soul today. And so I started, you know, that when it was over and everything settled down, I'm like, man, that was so amazing. What was it? Was it just her that night? Was it the restaurant? Was it the song? Was it playing? Was it singing? I didn't know. And so I went on this journey of exploration, like, you know, how do I find more of that? I need more of that, right?
All right.
Give me more of that. And so I got leaned more and more into music and taught myself, you know, to play the guitar and to sing. And, you know, I found myself starting to change the words in the cover songs that I was playing, because my grandma taught me to write poetry when I was a kid. And so, you know, words have always mattered to me, what I say and what I do. And so I'm like, I can't sing the song this way, but if I change it two words in there, then I got some of that positive vibe that I'm all about, and I can do that. I can feel that, right? And so people didn't like that so much. They're like, hey, that's someone else's song.
From your standpoint, though, and that's one of the things we just love about, studying about you and learning about what you've done, your positive vibe tribe email group that you've got. That to me, when I read that and storytelling meets positive energy, those couple of lines as I'm going, I go, man, I need to know this guy. I really need to know more. And I've got to believe that influence helps you with your songwriting, with your creation.
See, Willie, that's like the essence of who I am. I guess I'm fundamentally an honest person, right? I gotta be me. A lot of times it gets me in trouble. I'm pretty strong-willed. I gotta be me, do the thing. But songwriting, for me, I grew up, seeing, the positive in people. I meet a new person. Here's C. Willie, man. Look, he's got an amazing laugh. Look at him. And he's so encouraging, right? And there's Quarter Pete down there dancing away with me in the music, right? I just see that positive energy. And I'm like, okay, that's who I am. And so that has to infuse its way, into my storytelling and into my music. It's actually it's a bit difficult. Like when I talk to people, if something bad happens in my life or someone else's life, I might be a little sad for a minute, but really I'm looking for, okay, how do we find a way through this? Yeah. Right? Where's the silver lining? Let's go surf that. Right. And it's sometimes that's a bit too much for everyone. So I actually have to dial it back a little bit, right? I can't be too positive, because other people don't see the role that way. And I'm not able to. But if to share those extra protons with everybody,
if a little of that gets shared, look at what that can do to everybody. I mean, if everybody had that kind of, you talked about finding a way or finding things through. That's Quarter Pete through and through, and that's one of the things I love about her so much. And you're bringing this out. It doesn't matter the situation. There's always a way around it, and there's always something that we can find to grow from that. And it sounds to me like that's you.
That's how I was born. That's the infusion I like, in my music. I think about, I guess just from a context point of view, I think I've got this bucket full of protons with me back there in the, in the tour vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm cruising around the country on the Good Vibes Highway Tour, just, making proton deposits along the way so other people can pick them up and help. Shine, some things into their community. So,
Well, and all over the place too, originally from the Houston area. You told us right now you're in Portland, Oregon. So you're making the vibe tour is moving.
It is moving and trucking. 62 show dates in the spring and another 64 in the fall. Man, I love being out here. It's fabulous. I've not seen so many parts of our beautiful country. You just don't visit them. I mean, who goes to Silverton, Oregon on purpose, right? But it's phenomenal. You should go, right? I got a show in Xanadu, right? In Astoria tonight. So I think just a beautiful way to see the world. And music people, live music people, they're just special to connect with. And I just enjoy being out there, sharing my thing,
Well, and the first one that we've got queued up, Mark, is All in the Rhythm. Give us a little bit of the backstory on All in the Rhythm.
Yeah. So the punchline, I lost my wife hiking in Zion. What? So I love hiking. My wife and I love hiking together. We love being out in the outdoors. I just feel like a special energy that comes to me when I'm out doing things in nature. And so we're out. Zion's phenomenal, by the way. It's one of our favorite national forests. We're out. We're on this long hike, a couple hours in, taking pictures, breathing in the beauty. And I look up and my wife is not there.
Oh.
I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? Right. And so I scramble around to find her, and turns out she was taking some pictures, had fallen behind. And so, after I profusely apologize for losing her in the forest, it made me think, okay, what happened? What's the learning from this? And for me, the learning was like, okay, you know, I'm tall, she's short. I have to be very mindful when I'm walking with her. Because it's rude if I walk at my normal pace and she's running with her little, you know, her little legs trying to run next to me. That's just rude, right? It's easier for me to be, I should be mindful. It's easier for me to slow down than to cause her to speed up. And so I have, there's a gear I have to get in my head when I'm walking with her, and it's a mindfulness gear. And so I just thought, you know, to stay in the rhythm of somebody else when you're walking, because there's a natural rhythm to it, you know, you got to be mindful and you know, you got to stay in the moment. Sometimes one of the lyrical lines, you know, I want to be in the moment with you, but you know, sometimes it's hard to be there. I forget. And then I was like, oh, got to get back in the rhythm. So the song has this peppy little beat, and it's a reminder, right? Just stay in the rhythm and experience life with the people that you love at the same time, because it's better that way.
Absolutely love it. Let's give this one a listen. All in the Rhythm. This is Mark Winters.
It's all in the rhythm. All in the rhythm. All in the rhythm of this life.
Teaching Yay. Some mindfulness. That is Mark Winters, All in the Rhythm. Absolutely love it, boss. That's wonderful.
Thank you, C. Willie. It's totally so fun to play live. You know, you can hear all the things going on. And one of the things I love to do is to get other people to, you know, to be in the vibe with me. So I'll get the crowd to clap a little bit. We'll keep some rhythm. If I have friends to sing harmonies, you heard my good friend, Rochelle Gomez. She goes by Roxay, singing the harmonies in the background with me. We play together a lot back home. So yeah, I love it. And it's great to play live.
All right, a great tune. We've got lots more coming. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Mark Winters. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada. And we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Mark Winters, who is spreading some positivity for all of us today and really enjoying this conversation. Mark, you talked about some of the the reasoning and the wanting to know behind what you're doing. I'm sure that works its way significantly into the process when you're writing. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think, you know, I had this thought in my world before music and after music. And so before music, you know, I'm ambidextrous. And so I'm like, you know, I'm doing certain things left-handed and certain things right-handed. My grandma taught me to write poetry and to paint, and I do that left-handed. And then engineering work, I do right-handed, and some sports I play left and right. It kind of depends. And so my brain sort of decides a thing is going to be a certain way with a certain hand. And so the large part of the way I would view the world and operate in the world was probably right-handed, you know, with occasional little, you know, creative moments and other things mm-hmm. I was doing mm-hmm. Left-handed. And so before music, that was kind of my life. And as music became a part of me, it was the first time I ever really thought like in a balance, mm-hmm. right? So the inner poet and artist and creative person in me, you know, would see a thing, and then the engineer in me would see a thing. And instead of it being like engineering dominated, right?
Yeah,
it would be
yeah.
like, oh, here, I see, you know, I wrote this song called, you know, Perfect Light, and the light streaming in the side of the vehicle. And I'm thinking, it's refracting through the glass and it's breaking into a prism. And this is the frequency for red that I like. And then the poet in me is like, you know, it's a beautiful light. It's perfect. It's a perfect spray. It's warm. It's colorful, right? And so the two parts of me can. Does that make me schizophrenic? I don't know. The two parts of me can talk together, right? I don't know. Like this. Like we're in this world of AI right now, right?
Yeah.
And so we're in
yeah.
this journey of AI. And man, the scientist in me is like, wow. Look at that. Look at what it can do. You know, mm-hmm. let me push the limits. Let me, you know, do it. I use it for logistics planning, and I mm-hmm. use it for spreadsheets and analytics. And man, it's like, it's phenomenal, right? It makes me like 10 of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the poet in me is over there, like sort of observing, like, okay, it's doing this and it's doing that. Oh, and by the way, it's getting better at doing this and that and the other. If it's doing all these things, what are you supposed to do? Mr. Human.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, it's a great question. So it's got to be, it's a scary time. If I was like growing up, you know, and I was in grade school right now, and you're sort of in the world of AI, you're growing up as a native AI user. And so these are tools that you're just sort of accepting at the face value of them. Right. But as a, you know, as someone's trying to guide you, how do you get guidance from your parents about how to use AI?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably like the first time where we're going to have like reverse education going on, where the kids are going to be like, oh, it's not like the internet where you do a few things on it. It's like, oh, the world works this way, mom and dad. Now let's, mm-hmm. you know, let me show you how AI works and how to interact with it. Right.
Well, and it has applications in the music world too. You know, it's taking over in so many aspects of the creative process and the writing of music.
Yeah, it's I'm kind of in an interesting situation, right? Because I started writing in 2019, so I'm still mm-hmm. pretty new, and I'm going through my chops. I don't know, I've probably written a couple hundred songs now, but not enough for me to really feel like a super pro at it yet,
mm-hmm.
and so. I'm still learning. I still want to do everything myself because I'm still learning, and I feel like it's a part of the learning process in my craft. And so, you know, I'm aware, I'm involved with the songwriting associations and hear people talking about copywriting and, you know, this and that and the other. And for me, at the moment, I have things to say, and I'm saying them through my music, and I'm happy to explore and learn. But I definitely used it to produce demos. So mm-hmm. I could take a song, I write the melody, I write the lyric, and then I put it in Suno, and I can get it produced in 16 or 30 different genres. I can hear the song in different ways from a production point of view, right? Because I've produced before, but I don't want to be a producer. And so I'm okay using it as a tool in a demo.
Right.
But then that probably makes the producer mad, right? Who wants the work to be a producer, right? Mm-hmm, so it's an interesting time where it's emerging.
It really
we're
is.
All living through it, right?
It really is. Well, we've got another one queued up here for you, Mark. This is What Does It Mean to Be Human? And interesting that we have this song in this title as we're talking about AI. It's almost like we planned that segue.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Give us a little backstory here.
Yeah. So my son's a native AI user, right?
Okay.
And he and I have written some songs together, and I really enjoy. He's a phenomenal singer, like a melody singer. Just really good. I wanted a native to talk with me and to write this with me in a way that, you know, it would sort of be relatable to, you know, people who were native and people who were, learning about AI, you know, later in life, you know, post the 20s, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to start off like leaning in, because that's what my science mind wants to do. Okay. Just make it easy for me, right? Tell me what to say. Tell me how to think. Maybe even tell me where to pray. Okay. Well, that's a little dig from my poet mind, right? So I think, you know, the song is basically a journey that I'm on right now. I think that we're all on, right? We're leaning in, just, you know, make it easy for me, and help me with my day-to-day humanity. And then the chorus is sort of like a bigger refrain and thought, you know, take my troubles away. Right. I think, electrons take me closer, but I feel further away. Right. You know, I think from a journey point of view, the song is about the contrast of how AI is super helpful, but it's displacing some of the fundamental thoughts and definitions of ourselves. I'm a thing. I'm an engineer. Yes. Well, AI is a better engineer than me. Well, what am I then? I don't know.
Yeah. So what is it like to be human? Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's a great title.
Let's go down this path with Mark Winters. What does it mean to be human?
What does it mean to be human anyway? What does it mean to be human anyway? Just make it easy for me and tell me what to say. Take all the steps for me, show me where to pray. Just tell me how I should think, how to scroll and make the best link, how to break the ice, 'cause I never learned. Yeah, that would be nice. Tell me what to say. Electrons take me closer, but I feel further away. Oh, take my troubles away. Help me to connect. Tell me what to say, what to do, why I should stay and not just drift away. What does it mean to be human anyway? I'll just put it down, walk away and find some peace. What if I miss the sound? Can you be there for me? Take my troubles away, help me to connect. Tell me what to say. Electrons take me closer, but I feel further away. Tell me what to say, what to do, why I should stay and not just drift away. What does it mean to be human anyway? What does it mean to be human anyway? If electrons took me further, but I feel further away. Oh, take my troubles away. Help me to connect. Tell me what to say, what to do, why I should stay and not just drift away. What does it mean to be human anyway? What does it mean to be human?
Some amazing questions and some beautiful guitar work in that too, Mark.
Thank you. Really thank you. I, you know, yeah, and there's a sound in there. Take my troubles away. There's a sound, like it sounds like it's a cymbal, but it's not. It's an old floppy drive sound, the little reading sound that we sampled and we put it in there, right? That is fantastic. It's a cool little tune. I had a few other pieces. I did an A/B test with my family. AI was actually talking to me in parts of the song.
Ah.
You know, hello, Mr. Winters, right? Mm-hmm. But people thought if you'd listened to the song more than once, that would get old. So we took it out.
Gotcha.
Anyway, a lot of fun.
Well, making certainly that one for sure. Enjoy the version that you presented. That's What Does Thank It Mean you. To Be Human from Mark Winters. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back and have a little more conversation with Mark.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are joined by Mark Winters, who has been enlightening us in anything from AI to the positivity of being out on the road. This has been a lot of fun today. Mark, how do people find you?
You can find me at markwintersmusic.com. There you'll find a tab for my tours and links to your favorite streaming platform. And see, Willie, as you and Quarter Pete mentioned earlier, if you want to join the Positive Vibe Tribe, the sign-up's there, and you'll catch some extra protons in your email from time to time.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We did. We're looking forward to that very much. The last tune that we've got queued up, this is one that I've listened to several times and absolutely enjoyed this song. I want to hear what the backstory is here. I'm just fascinated by this song. This is Fake Gravity.
Yeah. First of all, I just love the groove for this song myself. I have to play one song for you live, it's going to be this one because I get to build it up. I do some looping. It's like just such a fun little groove. So I told my wife, I don't know, like as a creative person emerging, you know, a lot of my initial songs were experiences that my wife and I had together or were about her because she's just cool. And so I had written some, and then I'd gone off and written some of the, you know, What Does It Mean to Be Human and other songs. And so, maybe about a year ago, something like that, I said, I feel like writing another love song for you. And I'm going to write this nerdy little love song, right? And I'm going to put as many nerdy little words in it as I possibly can. And she's like, oh, people don't want to hear that. So no, it's going to happen. And so I thought, you know, for me, like, there's this sense of attraction. It's something you can't define.
Yeah.
It's like you feel it, you know, someone, you meet a person and there's just like this, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's like this attraction you feel for them. And to me, it felt a little bit like gravity, and almost like gravity that makes you feel weird. Like when you're standing on the top of a high building or a cliff or something, and you look down, you get this sense that the world's trying to pull you mm-hmm. over the edge. And to me, that sense of love and attraction has that feel to it. And so I started thinking about, okay, well, you know, if this feeling is the real, right, it's the existential real, then maybe gravity's fake, because this is stronger than gravity and it's more powerful. And so maybe gravity somehow is fake, because, you know, this love is really real. You know, the song starts, I'm standing on a cliff looking down at the ocean's break, right? I feel a new weight pulling down. Something's changed, right? Yeah. If everything's black or white, why do neurons fly through my mind, right? I can feel our worlds collide when you whisper closely, right?
Well, what did your wife think about this song? Like when you first played it for her, like what did she think?
She's like, you know, that's very nerdy. I co-wrote it with, I wanted it to have a little bit of a pop vibe. And so I have a friend of mine in LA. And so I co-wrote it. He's a little more of a pop guy, Nash Overstreet. And so he and I actually wrote this together in LA. I was out there on a songwriting session and we wrote a couple songs, and this was one of them. And so I think, you know, I didn't think much of the song. I mean, it was fun, but I didn't, you know, it turned out to be one of my most popular songs on Spotify, which, much to everyone's chagrin, right? you know, because it started off, you know, as a nerdy little love song. And I guess that's just where it lives, and people vibe with it, you know?
Well, we're all considering ourselves nerds today because we love this song. Let's give this a listen. This is Mark Winter's Fake Gravity.
I'm standing on a cliff looking down at the ocean's break. I feel a new weight pulling down. Something's changed. If everything's black and white, why do neurons fly through my mind? I can feel our worlds collide when you whisper close. I'm accelerating out of reality. Maybe gravity's fake. You lift me up, you hold me down. It don't make sense, but fake. Vertigo can take a backseat. You make me lose control. You lack too much of a good thing, and I won't let go. And if the full moon changes the tides, let it pull your body to mine. I can feel our worlds collide when you close. I'm accelerating out of reality. Maybe gravity's fake. You lift me up, you hold me down. It don't make sense, but it's truer now than any false
I'm like metal to a magnet. It's like air, but I can grab it. And I'm down with the static. I stay shocked by the way you lift me up. You hold me down. It don't make sense, but it's truer now than any false on earth. Too strong to break. And if you're really real, maybe gravity's fake.
Yay. So is gravity real? I don't know, but I know my love for my wife is. There you go.
Mark, that is such a great tune. Thank you so much for writing that.
Thank you so much, man. That's so much fun. And it's always a toss up. Do I play it on the piano or do I play it on my guitar? So I kind of go back and forth playing it live, but it's a ton of fun for sure.
Oh my gosh.
Well, tell us one more time where everybody can find you, Mark.
You can find me at markwintersmusic.com or on your favorite social platform at Mark Music, Mark Winters Music. Come join the Good Vibes Highway Tour. Catch me out live. Love to have you guys out for a show.
We are taking a look at the schedule, and you can believe that we are going to be front row center as soon as we can.
Yes.
You know it.
Mark, it has been so much fun to have you on the show. Appreciate your insights. Appreciate the positivity. Thank you so much for joining us.
See, Willie, thank you so much for having me. Quarter Peep, thank you for all the positive vibes down there and the dance moves. You know it.
All righty. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, so next week we have Low Down Dirty Heathens.
All right. That should be a fun one as well. We're going to put a wrap on tonight's show. Mark Winters, thank you again for being a part of this. We really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you, guys.
Folks, if you're listening out there in podcast land, we'd appreciate you giving us a follow, especially on YouTube. We'd love the support that we're getting out there. If you know more folks like Mark Winters that you would like us to be talking to, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's where you can find us there. And if you want to know when we're going to be going to watch Mark, when we're going to be seeing other folks out in the field, you can catch our schedule at vehiclecitysound.com. Again, we appreciate all the support. Appreciate Mark Winters being with us tonight. And hey, everybody, do good things.
Love it.